Ducky's question interrupted her thoughts. "Your dad didn't tell you anything about her? Why isn't he here?" She'd asked her dad if he was coming with her, and he'd shook his head.
"Quince wants you to herself. I owe her that, at least. Hatch will be there to make sure she behaves."
"Behaves?"
"Don't let her scare you. She's all bark and no bite, most of the time."
She returned her attention to Ducky's question.
"My dad seems to have mixed feelings about Quincy's visit. It's kind of kicked his legs out from under him."
Ducky frowned.
"Your dad's not the kind of guy to let you close enough to get a good swing in. Auntie Quincy must be something."
"Thanks, Duck."
Blue looked around the park for signs of someone who could be Quincy. The only people in evidence were Blue, Ducky, Hatch, and two homeless men, one on a bench about 40 feet away, the other lying in the grass at the other end of the park. She looked more closely at the men, who looked young and broad-shouldered from a distance. She glanced at Hatch, and suspected that under the dingy clothing she'd find Kyle and Dorian. Who was she meeting, and why would she need all this protection? Suddenly, a young woman appeared, standing 5 feet in front of them. It had to be Quincy, who had an expectant look on a familiar face, yet spectacular. Between pictures of her mother and the stunning redhead who looked a lot like her father, Blue felt plain. Very plain. She glanced around the park again, wondering where the woman had come from. Had Ducky noticed she just appeared out of nowhere?
"Auntie Quincy?"
Blue asked, hesitating.
"Auntie?"
Quincy dragged the word out as if it were distasteful.
"No, Auntie, anything, Cupcake."
Blue felt as if she'd just received orders and should salute.